Too Good to Be True: The Rise and Fall of Bernie Madoff, by Aaron Arvidland, narrated by Karen White. Copyright 2009 by Aaron Arvidland. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Putnam, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. On the morning of March 12, 2009, Bernard Lawrence Madoff stood inside Courtroom 24B, on the 24th floor of the Daniel P. Moynihan U.S. Courthouse in downtown Manhattan. Outside, a strong wintry spring wind blew, but inside, the air was stuffy and hot with tension. The 70-year-old Madoff sat just past the wooden barrier that separated the public seating gallery. He did not look at anyone, just stared straight ahead, as everyone in the room and on the closed-circuit television watched his every move. Always impeccably dressed, Madoff wore a bespoke business suit in his trademark charcoal gray, paired with a lighter gray silk tie. He was flanked by four attorneys, two on either side of him. His longtime lawyer, Ira Sorkin, was seated on his immediate right, and another attorney, Daniel Horwitz, sat to his left. In front of Madoff and his lawyers were another table and chairs full of federal prosecutors, but Madoff could see only the backs of their heads. Just a few months before, Madoff had commanded the respect and admiration of Wall Street, of his wealthy friends and his charities, of his thousands of investors and believers. But on this